was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. The live act was really good. The blanks.
I really like the host. She's excellent. They were all just really good.
It was really, really funny. Excellent value for money, as it was free.
It was really nice to see so many female comics.
Absolutely terrific. Paul Foot at the beginning. I love his disturbances.
Susan Calman, the host, was brilliant.
It was funny, informative. I really enjoyed it. Sarah and Josie were great. It just looked as if they were having about as much fun as we did.
Very good. Very, very good.
Amnesty's Secret Comedy Podcast with Susan Calman.
Welcome back to Amnesty International's Secret Comedy Podcast, live from the underbelly with me, Susan Calman. Thanks to all of you who have come here today to show your support for Amnesty and your support for great comedy. Once again, we've got a jam-packed show filled with our favourite acts from this year's Edinburgh Fringe. All you have to do is listen, laugh and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. So, and everyone here is doing their bit for free because we want to help Amnesty International raise a bit of money to help their quest to protect the human. And if you text SECRET to 70555, you'll donate £3 to Amnesty International. I'm going to be waiting outside to make sure that you all do it. And if you're listening, do it now. Now, I have to do the science bit here, which is the legal thing. I used to be a lawyer. I get quite excited. Watch my face. Text costs £3 plus one standard message. Refer to your tariff for details. Amnesty UK receives at least £2.85 from every £3 donated. Over 18s only. Please ask Bill Pearce permission to see full terms and conditions at amnesty.org.uk/SMS terms. Now, let's do this. Are you ready for your first comedian? Yay! He's no stranger to the weird. He's a friend of the wonky and he's definitely at one with the wonderful. It's Paul Foot!
Greetings. So what I thought would be quite nice is to sort of relax with some of these jokes here. That I read off the backs of these cards. Those listening won't be able to see, but they are all individually hand-decorated. Actually, I say jokes, but that's perhaps slightly the wrong word, really. It's a little bit misleading. They're kind of thoughts from my own mind. I think, well, actually, probably a better word for them would be disturbances. So let's start the first one. There are various levels of homophobia. The top level is when you attack someone just because they're not homophobic. When you think about it, that's the most homophobic it's possible to be, isn't it? I mean, that's sort of like level A homophobia. I mean, we don't think about it much. Obviously, I suppose the most common type of homophobia is people punching gay people. But that's only really level B. And indeed, those people would probably be quite angry if they were to find out they're not being as homophobic as they could be. This next disturbance is in the form of a fact. Quite a lot of the disturbances are lies. But this one is in the form of a fact. Fact: the deepest parts of the ocean are deeper than the tallest mountains are tall. To put it another way, if you took the Himalayan mountain range and turned it upside down into the sea, loads of sanctimonious charity climbers... people pushing themselves to the limits of physical endurance to discover themselves, Tibetan wise men and other losers would drown. Across the road from Peter's pineapple-themed shop, with its popular range of pineapple jewellery, pineapple lampshades, pineapple summer houses, pineapples, etc., Barry Goose closes the doors of Guava Mania for the final time and retreats to his stockroom. There is a single gunshot. Let's have another disturbance now. Another one that also focuses on problems. Before a discus demonstration in school assembly, you face repeated questioning from the health and safety officers. Yeah, I'm fully qualified. I know what I'm doing. You know, endless paperwork, all that sort of thing. Come the big day, you hurl it, lopping someone's head off. You leave to the sound of disbelief and weeping. You've ruined our lovely school, is the headmaster's parting shot. But you know, with the discus, you take a risk. Oh, that's it. Thank you very much indeed. Good evening. Afternoon. Good morning. Thank you.
That was Paul Foot. We've got the first of our American legends on today's show. He starred in Gremlins, Back to the Future, Terminator, Family Guy, Spaceballs, and of course, he was Sergeant Motormouth Jones in the Police Academy franchise. Make noise for the noisy man, Michael Winslow! See, the people in here, Michael, thought they were coming to some form of low-rent podcast, and then a Hollywood legend, essentially.
Low-rent podcast?
Yeah. Yeah,
565,800 minutes.
Oh, the other rent. Sorry.
There are some fans not of the musicals in, unfortunately.
Sorry. No.
How are you enjoying Edinburgh Festival? Are you enjoying it?
I'm in Edinburgh.
Are you understanding what people say to you?
No. But I do understand this.
Was a sheep.
I was quite confused last night that you do lots of lovely noises and I'm slightly tense, and last night I was in my flat and the fighter jets came over at 9 o'clock at night.
And then
people spend £55 going to that tattoo and you just summarised it in 20 seconds.
Because I'm right below it, I can hear that every night.
Yeah. The fireworks, so it's the fighter jets.
And Snoop would say, oh man, that's the hood.
Amnesty International stands for equality, freedom and justice. What do you think that freedom sounds like? What do you think freedom sounds like, Michael?
The truth?
Yeah.
You're expecting me to do Morgan Freeman now, right?
I miss Andy.
You've right cheered me up. You really have. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Michael Winslow! Time for some more stand-up comedy now. She's back after a five-year absence, and I, for one, have missed her more than I care to admit. Let's show some love, ladies and gentlemen, for the wonderful Sarah Kendall!
So you're having a fun festival? Woo! Cool. I imagine it's very difficult as a punter deciding what you're going to go and see. That's quite hard, isn't it? There's like so many shows, right? And they've all got such incredible reviews on their posters. Seriously, I mean, if you are going to believe all those quotes, there does seem to be a disproportionate number of geniuses working in comedy at the moment. If you're wondering why the space race has gone a little quiet, there's no cure for cancer. I'm afraid the finest minds of this generation are doing a lot of sketch and character work. So it's... Unfortunately, the festival does make you a neurotic ball of hatred. Performers, not you guys. That would be weird if that was your response to a festival. But I do. I find myself like I get envious of people's quotes on their posters. It's stupid. There's this one poster I walk past every day. It drives me nuts. The quote on the poster says, 5 stars. I clapped till my hands exploded. Really? Then you're a fucking idiot, aren't you? Seriously, you what, the show ended and you just kept on clapping, did you? Oh, that was brilliant. Wow, 5 stars. I really enjoyed that. And wasn't the lighting spectacular? Oh, my God, the door staff were so friendly. On the bus on the way home, I seriously enjoyed that show. I mean, that was some pretty funny stuff. Days went by. This guy just kept on going. There would be so many warning signs that your hands were about to blow up. I reckon after 48 hours, the blood would pool quite dramatically. This guy just kept on going. I really seriously fucking love that show. It's just a lie. That's what does my head in. It's a lie. Because if it is true, how the fuck did he write the review? You worry about numbers. You worry about how many people are going to come to your show. Like, because a lot of people do want to go and see the big TV comics nowadays. You know, they want to see the people they've seen on the television shows. And, you know, I know I don't have that kind of profile. I know that for a fact. Because on my way to my venue every night, I get flyered by my own flyering team. That's really putting you in your place. In the half hour before showtime, to be handed a flyer with your face on it, that's like a whole new level of anonymity I never thought I was going to achieve. And it's just like, it was really awkward because, you know, the flyering person came over and said, "Do you care to see a show tonight?" And I was like, "That's my face. God, can you recommend a show?" And then she went, "Shabby Core Sandy's really funny." Oh, that's it from me. Thank you. Cheers.
Sarah, make yourself comfy. Good to welcome on stage someone else absolutely gorgeous to join our conversation. She needs no introduction, but I will introduce her because otherwise that's rude. Ladies and gentlemen, Josie Long! Shift closer into each other then, because it makes it look like we've deliberately put you opposite ends of the table.
We're this friends is, already, all of yeah, us. We all know each other.
Best yeah. friends.
We do. Not as well as we'd like, but...
No one expected the podcast to go in that direction.
No. I think people who listen to it regularly will realise this is the direction the podcast is going to go in every day. I just have lists of women I want on stage to record them saying things like, "I've always found you attractive, Susan."
"I've always found you attractive, Susan." Josie's frigid.
I'm actually really not.
No, she's a massive slut.
Oh, God, I can't win. That's like,
no, you
yeah.
can't win. You can't win.
But I'm not going to put out, "Well, show me your fridge." "No, I'll do it." "Oh, you slut." That's exactly what this is. Welcome. So, interestingly, Sarah, I have a prize for my flyers, for the first one that flyers me.
Really? What's yeah. the prize?
The prize is I put their photograph on Twitter under the with the phrase, "You don't deserve to be flyering for me."
Wow.
Because I speak to them all and I say, yeah. "I'm telling you now, if you flyer me, that means you're disinterested yeah. in the show."
Yeah.
"And I want you to be interested in the show because it's about equal marriage. It's about being gay. Yeah. Stop flyering stag parties."
Have you had?
No, it's okay. They're actually, they're very good. They're very good. Yeah. But that's the last show you want a group of 8 guys in going, "Oh, there's a lesbian on. She'll be really great." Then they see me. Josie, you do a lot of stuff for Amnesty International. Why is it important to you to do stuff for Amnesty?
I just get a lot of pussy out of it. Like, I'm joking, sorry. That's good. I mean, that would probably get cut, wouldn't it?
No, it won't, Josie.
You would really hope that that
I
would
love
not
it
be.
If they cut everything else in the show but that.
Just be like, "Hi, yeah. guys."
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not, I do.
That's going to be the trailer, Josie, like, get a lot of pussy out of it.
Membership numbers will soar.
I know.
Yeah. My boyfriend is going to listen to this and then it's going to be like, "You said that you were working late at Amnesty." And then I'll be like, "Hi, you're human rights." I do it because of, you know, I care about human beings and all that boring shit, you know.
Yeah.
Because I really love Amnesty. And also because a while back I did a gig for Amnesty that was for a Burmese comic called Zaganar. Basically, he's a top comic and satirist who's been in prison for sort of 10, 15 years, and they were so wonderful speaking about it, and also so funny that it was just completely humbling, because then the rest of us were like, I was just at the chip shop. And then recently he was freed and came to the UK. Having been a part of that story and seeing the work that the Amnesty does and how profound it is.
We were having a chat before the show, Sarah and I, in the way that comedians do about deep political issues.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty much... We smoke pipes around open fires and talk about causes dear to our heart.
That's exactly what we do.
Pretty much.
And pussy. And no.
We were very high at the time.
Yes. Speaking of pussy, there is the band in Russia, Pussy Riot.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Yes. Who are... oh, gosh. Off she went. Say what you want to say, Josie.
Well, I just read in The Observer on Sunday... What? I obviously read The Observer, right? I read The Observer on Sunday.
That's like the most obvious statement in the world.
Really? I heard you put
it apart from the mail on Sunday. What do you think I read?
But they're recovering the trial, and it's sickening what an unfair trial they're getting, because one of the people that they had was such a sort of level of like hallucinating religiousness, who was saying like, you've beckoned in hell and hell is real and you have done this. That was like one of the witnesses at the trial. And then there was a witness from a Putin-led think tank who said, these people engage in group sex, they are asking for it. And that was like the actual trial that they were having, the real adult trial. The genuine witnesses at the actual trial were saying those things, and then people were noting those down and using those as evidence against those.
It's quite a strange thing, though. And this is the only thing I would say, and I don't mean to be all serious about it, is that when I was a law student, I worked in North Carolina on death row with serial killers on death row. And it's surprising how much like that trial, some of the trials that I looked at in America were, because people can't afford defence lawyers and can't afford... And it's actually astonishing that it's important that the Pussy Riot thing is talked about, but actually quite close to home in a country you wouldn't expect it, these kind of things are happening. I get all passionate because I wanted to be a lawyer to help people, and then I realised I just did the contract for the trams. So, let's not talk about that. We were discussing with Shappy Corsandi and Lucy Porter yesterday the possibility of doing a Pussy Riot tribute band. Would either of you be interested in joining me in a Pussy Riot?
Fuck yes.
Yeah?
Do you play an instrument?
I play the guitar.
Really?
Do you?
Because I can drum.
Can you?
Yeah.
I can do vibes like Bez.
So you could be like the
hype man.
So you can play drums. Yeah. I can play the guitar. Yeah. Okay. And what else do we need then? We need someone who can play
I could play the bass when I was 15, but I got fired from both the bands I was in because I couldn't do it.
You're hired.
Yeah. Only if you play it like level 42, really high up slap bass. Keep it in the family. So. Final question. We're trying to persuade listeners to text 70555 to donate £3 to Amnesty. How would you persuade them?
Give a shit. There you go. Yep. You'll have a better life if you start giving a shit.
Yep. Josie?
I could do it so it's like a con. So I'd be like, if you text that, you have a chance to win a sailing boat.
That would be so great if Amnesty started doing jet skis.
Yeah.
Amnesty jet ski.
I think what they should do, and they won't take me up on this, is you know the dog's trust? When you pay money, a dog writes to you.
So what, instead of like postcards to prisoners, they have to spend their whole time being like, thanks for 50p.
Yeah.
Really help me.
Or you get like a comedian writing to you. And to be honest, I could do with some company. I'm trying to persuade listeners to text secret to 70555 to donate £3 to Amnesty International. Text costs £3 plus one standard message. Refer to your tariff for details. Amnesty UK receives at least £2.85 from every £3 donated over 18s only. Ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions at amnesty.org.uk/SMS terms. There is a possibility, it's a small possibility, that Josie, Sarah or myself will send you a postcard.
Maybe the whole band will send you a postcard.
We're going to organise a Pussy Riot tribute band. Drums, guitar, dancing, bass, maybe.
I can sing. If you want like a bad singer, I can do that for you.
Yeah?
Well, we're punk. You're not, it's
perfect. Yeah, don't matter. You just shout, don't you?
Bollocks.
Josie said it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.
We'd have more American legends today. Well, from top telly show Scrubs, please welcome the Blanks! So, how are you enjoying the Edinburgh Fringe then, boys?
Loving it.
Love it.
Love really?
It. We fantastic.
Love Edinburgh. Yeah. Edinburgh. Edinburgh.
Scottish audiences can sometimes be slightly reticent in that they'll sit with their arms folded going... Going in. Are you finding them like, because American comics and American acts sometimes say, you know, Americans say, woo, 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 woo. Right. We're a Scottish like that. No. How are you finding that?
Yeah, that's what we're adapting.
Are you?
Yeah, we're adapting pretty well, I think. Yeah.
Some of the jokes go over here better than they do in the States. Like, we do this one thing where I totally sort of insult Sam at one point, and it gets sort of an iffy reaction in the States. But here,
oh, we like
it.
That.
Love it.
Knock them down.
Yeah.
It's true. Whenever anyone insults anyone else, it's like, that's just a joyous thing. Yeah. That's what Christmas is like here. Yeah. Yeah. My mother was always like, still not married, still a lesbian. You are big stars. You're famous people.
Huge.
You are. How are you finding the joy of the Edinburgh Fringe with the tiny dressing rooms? Have you got any particular riders, or do you have a dressing room?
We fight for like clothing space, you know.
Yeah, we.
This
are.
Is where I hang my wet stuff. Don't touch it. Stuff like that.
At the Underbelly in the Cowgate, where I performed for 2 years, at a certain point in the show, the ceiling would drip.
Is that when
onto
you knew
someone
it was going
in the audience?
Well?
Yeah, and I like to think it was just the tears of thousands of comics who died in that venue, whose dreams had been destroyed. Anyway,
yeah, we just have the BO of thousands of comics. Yeah.
See, people talk about the smoking ban, right? But see, when people smoked, you didn't smell other people. I know you're all going to live longer, but you have to question some nights whether you want to. It's lovely chatting to you. You're going to play us out. Let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen. The Blanks!
And we do have some. Just don't need the mic. Boom. 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 My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. And this I know. See me walk out the door. I can't stand to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for Mom and Dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how. Got it, just don't get it till there's nothing at all, all. We get together, oh, we get together, but separate's always better when there's feelings involved. If what they say that nothing is forever, then what makes love the exception? So why, oh, why, are we so in denial when we know we're not happy here? Cooler than being cool. Well, all right, yeah, all right. All right, and all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. seconds here. Don't make me break it down for nothing. I wanna see you all on your all's baddest behavior. I said, lend me some sugar. I am your neighbor. Shake it, shake, shake,
shake it.
Shake, shake,
shake it.
Shake, shake,
shake, shake,
shake it. Shake, shake,
shake it like a Polaroid.
Shake it, shake,
shake,
shake it. Shake, shake,
shake it.
Shake, shake,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it.
Shake, shake,
shake it,
shake it. Polaroid picture now.
Shake it,
I said.
Shake it,
shake, shake,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it.
Shake, shake,
shake it like a Polaroid picture now.
Shake it. I said shake it, shake, shake,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
oh no.
Shake it up and shake it up and hey, yeah.
Forget you can get involved as much as you like if you visit amnesty.org.uk, and you can help us right now by texting SECRET to 70555 to donate £3. Text costs £3 plus one standard message. Refer to your tariff for details. Amnesty UK receives at least £2.85 from every £3 donated, over 18s only. Please ask bill payers permission. Full terms and conditions at amnesty.org.uk/SMS terms. Please subscribe to the iTunes feed and you'll get the next Secret Comedy Podcast absolutely free. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. I have been and will remain Susan Calman.
Amnesty's Secret Comedy Podcast is a Dabster production for Amnesty International.